All right, everybody, welcome on into the Auburn Daily Show, the Monday edition of the Auburn Daily Show. Lance Dahl, Dylan Lark hanging out here with you on what is yet again a very nice, actually, Monday afternoon, a little bit warmer weather today. Very, very pretty outside. I'm actually about to go outside in a little bit and do a little bit of yard work. It's going to be pretty nice. First time I've been able to do that in quite some time. But yeah, just a great day overall for what's going on the plains. Not as much movement in the transfer portal as we would have assumed over the weekend. Now starting to realize, you know, things are probably behind the scenes still, you know, coming to plan for a lot of these different kids and for the staff, just kind of make sure different players either want to stay or go. You've also got spring games still going on right now, so that's going to be a factor in whether or not kids are making moves. But Dylan, today I've got a couple different topics that I want to discuss. I want to run through our transfer portal tracker that we have over on auburndaily.com, just kind of run through the different prospects that Auburn may be taking a look at. Some of them they have offered, some of them they have not and may not be offering it anytime soon. Just different individual players that I think Auburn fans could be interested in. And then I want to get your thoughts on a piece that's going to be going up later today that you wrote, kind of giving thoughts on what Charles Barkley had to say on the Next Round, which is a great, great radio show here in the state, discussing his thoughts on Under Armour versus Nike for the Tigers. We're going to get to that later on in the show. But Dylan, I want to start things off here. Just tell me your overall opinion on what's happened throughout the, I would say Friday to now, in terms of what's happened in the transfer portal. Not a lot of movement for the Tigers. Tavares Dawson was the only one on Saturday to put his name into the portal for the officially. Obviously, Desmond Tisdall and a couple of other players have entered as well. But just kind of give me your thoughts on what's been happening recently.
Yeah, so I was kind of shocked. I think all of us kind of were with how slow that first weekend went. And you mentioned it. I think that it was just because all the spring games were going on. I mean, we talked about Ole Miss is going to be out one or two quarterbacks this portal cycle, but they had their spring game yesterday or Saturday. And I don't know if you watched Ole Miss spring game or saw the score to it, but it was 53-52 in their spring game. So you wonder why Nick Saban got rid of Pete Golding as defensive coordinator. There's your reason right there.
Yeah.
But I was kind of shocked, again, just how slow it was. Auburn only lost one player, really. And I can't say that thus far Auburn's lost any, I don't say value, but any quality depth. I mean, we lost quality depth with Jeffrey Emba, and I think Tavares Dawson offers that. But none of those guys that we've lost would be starters. So I think that's a positive right there for Hugh Freeze and co.
Yeah, I think that right now, and this is something that happened, I want to say back in December or whenever it was, whenever the first part of the portal opened up, right? Auburn had some players leave, and I think some people were very upset about collectively what was departing from the program. And I think the message that we continue to preach, I don't know if you and I have ever touched on it here on Auburn Daily, but it was, you know, not freaking out or melting down because the majority of the players that were departing were not ones that were contributing to what Auburn was trying to do on the field, at least not on a consistent basis. And I think that as this portal window continues to roll on, I would argue, and you may agree with this, Dylan, we're probably not going to see any major pieces leave where we're just like, that is a massive, massive hit for Auburn. At least not one that Auburn can't immediately replace in the portal. I think we're probably going to see the Tigers not necessarily coast through the next 13 days, is it now, for this final portal window before we hit the offseason. But Auburn should be fine. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think Auburn's going to be losing anybody that they're going to really miss or really – I keep saying that, but I keep forgetting Jeffrey Emba is like that dude.
Yep.
But outside of him, I don't think it's going to be anybody that would have left a lasting impact on the Auburn football team this year. But I do wish him all the best.
So you've got a couple of different players that Auburn has offered. You've got a couple of different prospects that the Tigers are looking at. A couple on the offensive line. We've talked about it throughout the spring about Auburn's offensive line and the way that they've changed and developed and how exciting it may be to see that new unit this upcoming year. But there is right now, obviously, a desire to get one more player, maybe even two more players on the line through the transfer portal. And the Tigers have reached out to a couple of them. Jaden Muskrat, I believe is how you pronounce his name, an offensive lineman from Tulsa, has tweeted out that he received an offer from Auburn over the weekend. Obviously, Dylan Wade, the other offensive lineman from Tulsa that the Tigers reached out to and got a commitment from just weeks ago. He is on this roster. Philip Montgomery is the clear connection here. Does Auburn land this kid? I'm not sure. And if you read our article about him, or if you've looked around the internet to see kind of what this kid's about, I believe it's like a 61 point something PFF grade. It's not great. It's not bad. But here's the thing. I don't think Auburn right now is looking for starters on the O-line. I don't know if it was you and I that talked about this. I don't remember who I discussed this with here on the show. But it's not starters that Auburn's looking for. It's looking for depth in the two deep. It's looking for quality minutes and rotational pieces in that two and that three spot. Because as the depth chart goes on, as the depth chart works its way down, it's lacking for lack of a better term. So that's one offensive lineman Auburn has offered. They've also offered Emmanuel Pregnon. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Pregnon, who is a freshman offensive guard out of Wyoming. According to Twitter, Pregnon tweeted out and said that he has received an offer from the University of Auburn. Good try there, Pregnon. Really appreciate the excitement and effort. But he is a pretty solid transfer portal pickup, potentially 6'6", 313 pounds. Only started one season over the Cowboys, but he looks like somebody that Auburn could be pretty interested in, as are a variety of other teams as well. If you just go scroll through his Twitter, Ole Miss is another team. I know he's gotten a lot of other offers from different places as well. So offensive line, Dylan, is a point of emphasis that we've seen here from the Tigers early in this transfer portal window.
Yeah, I'm actually on his Twitter right now. And I mean, it's almost in alphabetical order because it starts at Arizona, but then, I mean, Purdue, Minnesota, Illinois, Oregon, Indiana, UCLA, Ole Miss, Colorado, Washington State, Kentucky, Auburn, Arizona State, Charlotte, Penn State, Tennessee, all looking for this freshman guard.
Yeah, and literally 8 seconds ago, he just tweeted out Miami, which is
sick.
He's go ahead.
If he's good, I mean, bring him in. But I think that the offensive line could definitely be shifted around. And I mean, the big boys up front on both sides of the ball are the most shifted around, subbed in and out positions in the game. And I mean, if Auburn can get a freshman with 3 more years of eligibility, I guess he's a sophomore now. I think that bodes well for the future of the offensive line because, I mean, I think Hugh Freeze brought in Gunnar Britton, who's got 1 more year left. I think Dylan Wade's got 1 or 2 left. And I mean, if you can get guys who can be on this team for years to come, I mean, it helps. I mean, Connor Liu is going to be here for three more years after this season because, you know, he might get drafted early because he's just that good. And I mean, recruiting cycle, Hugh Freeze has been killing it there too. So offensive line has definitely gone from a lacking position to what could end up being one of Auburn's better positions, which is something that we're not used to from watching Auburn sports.
I think that's a great point there, talking about, you know, excitement for this year, adding another piece that, like you said, the offensive line can be shifted around to adjust for a guy like Pregnon, but it's not necessarily about just this year, because like you said, Auburn's got several veteran pieces on this line that are going to be rotating out after this season. Having a guy like Pregnon who had a year starting at a G5 program to be able to step in, either start or get significant playing time here with the Tigers rotating into the line at guard. I think that would be really, really good for him and great for Auburn, because then you've got a guy that you've got 2 more years potentially out of. And like you said, Auburn is recruiting this offensive line. They're recruiting the pieces that they want for the future. But as of right now, it would be very beneficial for them to be grabbing some of these guys in the portal that are younger to try and develop them alongside that. So it's not necessarily about the let's get the best possible offensive lineman in the portal. Let's get these one and done guys and just ride it out this year. You've got to think about what you're doing for your future. And if you were able to snag Pregnon, that would be huge. Absolutely huge for the Tigers. I'm not quite sure if there's a lean on this kid right now. I know that right now Colorado and Auburn have the most likes on their tweets that he threw out there. So we'll keep tabs on what happens with Pregnon. He would be, I think, a great get for Auburn's offensive line. looking at some of the other pieces in the transfer portal, let's talk quarterback for a second here, Dylan. Chance Nolan was a player that Auburn reached out to, I think, before the portal window even opened. We wrote about that. Several other places wrote about that as well. Nolan was a guy that was decent during his time at Oregon State. He's a big kid. And he was, I believe, last year limited by injury. He would be, if Auburn's looking for a starter, just be completely honest with you, Chance Nolan ain't it. If you're looking for a backup, you know, I think you could compete with Robbie Ashford and compete over TJ Finley. But as of right now, I don't think Auburn's quarterback of the future is in the portal, and they haven't reached out to him yet.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it a lot because Chance Nolan's been brought up so many times, and I've watched some film, I've looked at his stats, and I got to be honest, I don't think this guy is not going to be a starter anywhere else. And I mean, I think Oregon State would have been his one last year at Oregon State, but DJ from Clemson, I don't want to even try his last name right now, took over his role. But I look at it from the quarterback position and what Hugh Freeze is wanting to do. Chance Nolan does not have it in his legs to run this kind of offense. I think Holden Jariner has him beaten that category by a mile. And I mean, decision-making, he threw more interceptions than he did touchdowns. Injury or not, before injury, he threw 7 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. I just don't think that he's worth the scholarship spot that Auburn could get anywhere else at a position. I mean, TJ Finley hasn't announced that he's transferring yet. Hank Brown's still going to be coming in over the summer. I mean, Auburn is kind of filled up in the quarterback room. And whether or not I'm not going to say loaded, because loaded means they're great. But it's hitting the brim of the cup. So you can only have so many quarterbacks on this team.
Yep.
And I look at Chance Nolan. When I look at potential starters for Auburn, Chance Nolan, I think he'd be competing for TJ Finley's third string spot.
Yep. And I really do hope that whoever Auburn's looking at right now or considering is entering the portal at some point. If they're looking at different options around the country and saying, okay, if this guy leaves, we're going to go after him. We can't go after, well, we could technically go after Brock Vandegrift if he was to enter the portal from Georgia. But I think that there are several players that Auburn may be like, okay, waiting on go for maybe this guy to step out. If he doesn't win the quarterback job, this, that, or the other, I really do hope that they're eyes wide open there for that position. Because if they aren't, I think it's going to be interesting offseason and fall. You look at a couple different other positions here, Dylan, just kind of wrap this transfer portal tracker up. Again, this is on the front page of auburndaily.com. If you want to go read this for yourself, we're going to be updating this daily as we have been since Saturday, giving different updates to prospects, offers, commitments, departures, all that good stuff. At edge, a place that Auburn desperately needs some depth, Derek Brown from Texas. I know that's a name that Auburn fans have been familiar with. Former 3-star prospect, 6'5", 210 pounds. He, I think, would be, it's a player. It's an edge rusher from Texas. I mean, why wouldn't you take that? And I understand that the 3-star ranking may not be the most lucrative for some fans, but it's not always about getting these 4 or 5-star prospects in the portal. It's sometimes about building depth, which is what Auburn needs at this position. So getting another body in the room here may be the biggest priority instead of getting just the best player possible you can.
Yeah. Interesting what it's written in the bio for him. The rumor that it is not a playing time issue, but he just wants to test the SEC waters. That's kind of crazy to think about, knowing that. I mean, was he a freshman or is he a sophomore?
I believe he was a freshman.
So he would still be at Texas by the time that Texas joins the SEC. That's crazy. that's actually kind of funny. I honestly, at the edge position, I think it kind of goes 3 deep. You got Elijah McAllister, Keldrick Falk is an absolutely electric, athletic freak, and of course Dylan Brooks is still on roster, which I thought was kind of surprising. I thought he's going to be one of the first ones out the door, but I mean, if you can bring in another guy named Derek Brown, if he can produce the same kind of on the field stuff that Derek Brown could, I'm okay with bringing in another one.
Final player here I want to discuss before we move on to the Nike conversation, Jaheim Thomas, who is a linebacker from Cincinnati. He is somebody that I think Auburn fans want to keep an eye on. He was a former 4-star recruit, played for the Bearcats for 3 seasons, And it was not like he played every single game for three seasons. He played like three games in his first year, eight in his second. Then he played all 13 games for the Bearcats last season. Had 70 tackles in 2022. He's a solid player. And Auburn right now in that linebacker spot, after losing a guy like Desmond Tiston, I believe, was it Cam Brown that entered the portal as well for the Tigers? Am I missing that there? It was one other player.
So it was Tisdall, Tavares Dawson, Jeffrey Emba, and yeah, Cam Brown. Yeah, he just committed to Sanford. No, Chattanooga. Oh, it was Chattanooga. Okay.
Interesting. Bringing in somebody to help that depth there or end up being a starter, I think would be good for the Tigers. So there you have it. Those are the prospects that I think right now Auburn could be taking a look at. To be completely honest with you, again, like we said earlier in the show, just very surprised that the portal is as slow as it's been here for the 4 or 5 days that it's been open essentially. I mean, Thursday and Friday players were starting to enter, and you know, whenever it really kicked off on Saturday, it just was not, it just does not look great for what's going on right now with different programs outside of Auburn right now. I'm sorry, I just got a text that completely threw me off. Anyway, so there's that with the transfer portal tracker. Again, you can go find that over at auburndaily.com. And I want to move to a conversation, Dylan, about what you have written. It's now up at auburndaily.com about Nike and what Charles Barkley had to say on a radio show about Auburn potentially switching from Under Armour. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys about our friends over at Prize Picks. This season, Auburn Daily has partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety to the picks for 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers. You can predict the over or under for the next game and win big prizes if they do well. They also have flex options where you can still get paid winning only 3 of 5 or 2 of 3 picks, and you can have multiple sports in the same parlay. Best of all, you can use promo code Auburn, AUBURN, receive double on your first deposit up to $100. Again, that's promo code Auburn for double on your first deposit. MLB started, NBA playoffs have started. It's a great time to get in on the action over at Prize Picks. Thank you so much to Prize Picks for sponsoring today's episode. All right, Dylan. According to Charles Barkley, he thinks that Auburn should switch to Nike after being an Under Armour school for quite some time. This is something that that Auburn fans have been asking for. for quite some time as well. And he was on a radio show recently and kind of shared his thoughts on it. You wrote a piece about it over on auburndaily.com that just went up, actually. Kind of give your thoughts on what was written there.
Yeah, so I listened to at least the whole thing, trying to find out where he talked about it. And it actually came up when they're talking about the new movie coming out, Air, which is about Michael Jordan getting his, like, you know, whole Nike thing, you know, owning Nike, basically, is what happened. And Charles Barkley's character and Charles Barkley in general is going to be a huge part of that, because he actually got signed by Nike around the same time that Michael Jordan did. And he talked about how close he was with the Nike employees. And then he goes, I guess all I got to do now is I got to get my Auburn Tigers in the Nike gear and get out of that Under Armour stuff, is the exact quote he said. And I got to be honest, he has the backing of the entire Auburn fan base and probably all the players as well. Minus probably former players and Cam Newton, who's still under an Under Armour contract, or was under an Under Armour contract. But yeah, from what I've heard from everybody in Twitter, no one wants Under Armour anymore. They're tired of it. The gear. I actually tweeted out today, Bree Ellis, who, if you watch softball, you know who Bree Ellis is. She said, you'll be furious to know how many softball players have to walk around campus in a boot because of their shoes and cleats. So right there, it tells you that even the players aren't a fan of the Under Armour stuff. I mean, because just there's only 17 Under Armour schools left in FBS. And I believe Auburn is the only, or is probably the biggest one besides Notre Dame. I think those are your two biggest ones. And then followed shortly by, I guess, Wisconsin. But this list also concedes of Colorado State, Georgia State, Kent State, New Mexico State, and let's see, I guess that's about all the really small schools that are part of this. And none of the big time names are here. Ohio State isn't here. They're under Nike. Georgia's Nike. Georgia's Nike. Alabama's Nike. Florida is Jordan. All these schools are going to these better brands because you get more money and you get better equipment from Nike. And that's just the facts. I mean, I think Reebok treated Auburn's athletes better than, or Russell, both treated Auburn athletes better than what Under Armour has been doing recently.
It's a spot where Auburn, I feel like it's a situation where I think Auburn at some point has to make the move, right? Like it's not something that Auburn's just going to sit on forever and just be tethered to Under Armour for the next 20 years. Like it's a decision that is coming. Like you said, athletes are frustrated with some of the products. You know, you've got it's the meme of Chance Westry opening up the boxes of the Under Armour stuff just a couple of months ago. Whenever Auburn got gear, just emotionless. You know, not excited at all for what was coming in. These kids want cooler things. They want more comfortable things. They want things that, you know, are popular. And I would think could be very easily argued that Under Armour is not on the level of Nike and either in any of those departments.
And it's also fair to mention Auburn's track and field team don't have Under Armour gear. They use Nike because Under Armour does not make track shoes. They don't make the spike shoes that the track players use. So Auburn track and field has to use Nike gear because Under Armour doesn't supply gear for them. And I mean, there are pictures out there. If you watch Sharif Cooper, he wore Nike stuff with Under Armour shoes because that's all he can wear for a shooting sleeve or compression or anything, just because the Under Armour stuff just isn't good. And left and right, there have been schools. Most recently, I think Cincinnati is one of the schools that have actually dropped Under Armour as of late. UCLA did it last year. I think Boston College has done it they did it last year as well. I mean, you have all these smaller schools that are going to like Nike, Adidas, Jordan. Like no one is a fan of Under Armour, and I don't know if Auburn's going to wait till 2025 to do something about it. But I have a close friend of mine who he says he really wants Auburn to get an orange jersey, but he doesn't want Under Armour to supply it.
Man, I would love to see what Nike could do with an orange jersey. Is that coming in the future if Auburn switches? I don't know. I think fans would be excited to see some change there. I know that there's a good section of the fan base that's not big on, you know, changing things dramatically like that. But I think this is something that the majority of Auburn folk out there would be okay with, is making that switch to a more popular brand, a more comfortable brand, and a brand that both athletes and fans alike would be more excited about. So if you want to go read more about that article, if you want to go listen to what Charles Barkley had to say about that comment, again, he appeared on the Next Round. I believe we have that linked in the article as well. And I think that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auburn Daily Show. You can follow the show on Twitter at the Auburn Daily. You can follow Dylan and I over on Twitter at your boy, the tank, at @LanceDaw_. And of course you can read all of our written work over at auburndaily.com. More transfer portal stuff, more updates on recruiting. Jack Singley, writer here, has been doing a great job getting us updated on different 2024 and 2025 offers and prospects. Cam Coleman, I believe he just had a piece go out about him today. Really, really great stuff over at Auburn Daily. You want to go check that out. I would highly encourage you to do so. So that's going to do it for today's episode. We will see you all tomorrow for another episode of the Auburn Daily Show. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and God bless.